Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name's Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And we are super pumped for today because we have a very special episode.
I know. I can't even believe that this is like real.
So for those of you listening, this is our 100th episode of Fit Chicks Chat. Woo! Been talking a lot over the last year, and we launched essentially, I think it was last January, wasn't it? Or a little bit before.
It was just a little bit before. Yeah. I honestly feel like when you say that, like, it's our 100th episode, I feel like we should have like a marching band playing or something. Like, it feels like such a, like we should have like some sort of like crazy, like, you know, sound effects going on. I think for me, 100 is like a huge milestone. Like, I can't even believe that we made it this far.
I know. Well,
and we still have so many more things to talk about.
I know. That's what I find so crazy. But for those of you who are maybe newer to our podcast or maybe jumped on a little bit later on, you definitely can go back and listen to all 100. We have some of our students from our Fit Chicks Academy who actually download them for long road trips. So, which yeah. I was like, wow, you actually like to sit listening to us talk about this stuff for that long. But it's a good way to pass your time and you learn a lot in the process.
Totally. I love using podcasts for either for long drives, long walks, or anything along those lines. Cause I think it's like a twofer, you know, like I'm doing what I need to do, but then I'm also like getting some added value in from like an educational standpoint or an entertainment standpoint.
Well, totally. And there's only so many times you can listen to the radio without hearing like,
oh my god!
One more time of Selena Gomez, even though I love her, but you know, I'm like, whoa, I've just heard this song 8 times. I'm like, okay, enough.
But yeah, especially
what we're going to do today is instead of really talking about a specific topic, we are going to do a little bit of Amanda and Laura's top 5 favorite moments or top 5 favorite podcasts and why those are over the last 100. So if you haven't had a chance to list them all, then maybe these are the ones you want to bookmark. And if you have, please make sure to share with us which one your favorite episode was. So you can either leave it on our Facebook page at Fit Chicks Academy Programs. You can also obviously email us info@fitchicks.ca and or on Instagram at Fit Chicks Academy. So please,
yeah. Or comment below our podcast too.
Yes. And if you've liked our last 100, shameless self-ask, please leave us a review. So you can leave a review on iTunes. If you're on Google Play, you can also leave a review on there. And of course, if you don't subscribe to either one of those, every single episode is also on our blog. So if you go to fitchicksacademy.com, you can access all the podcasts from there as well as any links and show notes.
Okay.
Okay.
That's so a lot of talk. Let's get into it.
Let's start with your number. Let's start with your number 5. What is your number 5 on your top 5?
I know. I'm like, oh, I wrote them in like a weird way, but I guess my number 5 would probably be our episode 18, which was when we were talking about fat. Because I learned so much in that episode because we were talking about, well, specifically rancid fat. And you know how I love talking about rancid fat now, because I think for me, it was like such a huge learning in terms of like basically learning about how to store my oil properly, you know, why you shouldn't leave certain things out, why you should store things in the dark, all that kind of stuff. Like all that stuff was so fascinating to me. And so I think that was probably one of my, that was my number 5 for sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, for anyone, we're not talking about fat, like, you know, losing fat. It was talking about eating fats. So yes. Healthy fats and all the different types of fats. And yeah, I love that. I love that episode too. I think that anytime that, cause we don't have a real mainstream conversation going on about food handling, which sounds, cause it sounds like such a, you know, that something you would do if you're like at a hospital or whatever. But
it sounds truly, like a snoozo. Like you're just like, oh, food.
No, but truly food, the way
it's like so interesting because it can affect the way that the food affects your body.
And it changes the structure of the food.
Exactly.
So it's like not just the fats where it's like, you know, we talked a lot, and of course go back and listen to 18, but we talked a lot about how they're sensitive to heat, light, and air. And you know, how many times are we buying ground flaxseed from Bulk Barn that's sitting there that's open to heat, light, and air all day long, and who knows how long it's been there for, but mm-hmm. you think you're making a healthy choice for yourself. However, you're not getting any of the benefits, and you might actually be doing more harm than good because that fat could be rancid.
It's the same rancid with, fats.
It's the same thing to do with anything to do with like, even food handling to do with like fruits and vegetables. You know, berries are one of the best low glycemic, low sugar fruits, but they also grow a lot of mold. And if you're eating a lot of mold, that's really hazardous to your health. So, you know, there's things that we're just like, whoa, but that's why I think that's a great number five.
Yeah, that was my number five for sure. I thought it was a very educational thing for me because even like a lot of the things I didn't know about fats, and especially I think too with conversation happening so much now around like keto diets and around people adding more fat to their diets, it's important to know how to handle it properly.
Completely.
Well, what about you? What was your number five?
My number five was, it was actually an interview that I did with Jill Bunny, and it was all about the truth behind fitness competitions. And that mm-hmm. was episode number 74. So this was something that, you know that I want to talk about since we started doing the podcast, because I did fitness competitions in the past. And my experience and my feelings around that were essentially that, you know, I think that first of all, most people don't talk about what really happens at fitness competitions and mm-hmm. the risks to your health. And we're seeing so many young girls, you know, but even not even just young girls, now a lot of women who are like, they call it masters, even though it's over 35 years old, but late 30s, 40s, 50s doing these fitness competitions and essentially, you know, grinding their hormones into the ground. So from my personal experience, you know, I really wanted to share that, but I also loved bringing on Jill because Jill is like a big time in the industry. Like she is an IFBB pro. She is, she's won the Arnold's.
I was going to say she's like the Arnold's recipient and everything else. Yeah. She's like, she's been in it and inundated in it for so long.
And she also ended up, you know, battling now she's, well, not saying there is necessarily a direct correlation, but there's a lot of, for her, she's now moved into functional medicine, but she battled with thyroid cancer and then also she has MS. So mm-hmm. there was really great in her knowledge and her opinion about if you are going to do a competition, how to do it. And that was the whole reason why I really wanted to have this conversation with her. And I learned a lot from her as well, but it was not just to be able to say, okay, these are some of the risks, but just to give and educate people like, okay, if you are going to do it, this is what you need to be asking for a coach. You know, like this is what you need to be looking for. Be empowered to know what could happen, have an exit strategy after the competition. So just from my own personal, what I went through and how, you know, it triggered for me a lot of my eating disorder issues. Again, I stopped getting my period, you know, and all of that just to get a six pack and to stand on a stage in heels. And it's become a very strange, I'm not going to knock it because I do think that there's, you know, people like different things, but just know the dangers. And that was kind of I love that interview because no one's talking about this stuff.
For sure. And I think that it's one of those things that like you were highlighting essentially like the things that you really need to pay attention to. And it's like, because on our podcast or in all of our programs and everything else, we talk about these different things when it comes to like weight loss, strength training, all of that. But there was never really a focus when it came specifically to fitness competitions. So I do think it was an important conversation to have. And I think that it's also an important conversation to continue having. So I hope that you get to chat with Jill Bunny again, because I think that there's so much more that can be shared around that specific topic, especially as it's becoming so mainstream.
Well, I actually will. She'll be joining us on our online Women's Transformation Summit, which anyone who's listening will be highlighting it. It's 5 days of all experts on women's health. It's going to be amazing.
It feels like I meant to do that, but I didn't. For anyone listening, I was just like, oh, I really think that we should talk to her more often.
No, and she's incredible. And that's the thing. Like a lot of our podcasts too, I think what people might not know is that the topics actually don't come from us. The topics come from questions that we get constantly mm-hmm. from our students, from our clients, from just people who follow us, you know, on social media or on our podcast. And, you know, the one I was getting emails all the time from girls being like, I'm thinking about doing a competition, would love your input on this. So I was starting to, you know what I mean? Like constantly be sending, and I'm like, whoa, this shows to me that this is a conversation that needs to be had. So
definitely.
So yeah. Okay. Moving on to number four. What was your number four?
My number four was, well, it's a combo of episode 34, 44, and 78.
Wow.
I know. I'm supposed to just choose one at a time, but it's because all three of those were sort of talking about similar things, but they weren't talking about the same thing, but they were talking about similar things. And basically what they were talking about was like either green smoothies or having your veggies for breakfast or adding more fiber in your breakfast and proteins in your breakfast. And so all three of those episodes kind of highlight those different pieces. So I thought that it was important to explain that all three were kind of relevant in that way, because one of the main takeaways that I had throughout those three and throughout this process was the whole idea of adding more vegetables to your breakfast, not just because it's like, oh, you're getting more veggies into your diet, but it's also to satisfy your nutrient receptors, right? Because it's one of those things where if you are not having a wholesome meal, if you are not having all of the major food groups, the proteins, the fibers, the fats, you're never going to have that satisfied feeling. You'll constantly be feeling hungry and you'll constantly have different cravings and things like that. And that was a huge shift for me. Even though I was having green smoothies for breakfast, I now, by eliminating the banana and adding avocado and having more fats, but also just changing it up a little bit, has really actually changed my body, and it has changed my satisfaction in terms of how hungry I am throughout the day, how quickly I am to be like hungry, and also how much more energy I have in the morning and how less sluggish I feel. So those three kind of all touch on that. And I didn't know which one to reference. So I figured I'd reference all three.
Well, we love that veggie talk. And that's also something interesting, a little tidbit on that.
Yeah.
Too. Not only is it all of for the greens for all of course, our nutrient receptors, our stretch receptors. It's also, I was just actually reading about, because our healthy gut bacteria, which is in our microbiome, all of our gut bacteria, they feed off of prebiotics, which are essentially soluble fiber.
Right. So
that is your gut food. And the thing is, your guts also talk to your brain by this nerve called the vagus nerve. So it's the nerve that attaches your what's happening in your gut to your brain. So that's when we talk about, oh, I had a gut feeling. That's the nerve.
It's called the vagus nerve.
Yeah. Cool. It's also actually when you do a lot of meditation, deep breathing, that's what the nerve is that's calming down. So it transfers that information, right? So when you're like, oh my God, or if your stomach gets, you see something, your stomach feels nervous too, there's supposed to be a tie there as well. But anyway, so because if your gut bacteria is not happy, they've been so many studies now, it's so tied to depression, as well as unhappy gut bacteria is tied very highly to obesity. So they study different guts in different people.
Right.
And the obese people have a less good bacteria. So by getting more veggies in, you're feeding your guts, which your good bacteria, which are going to help to multiply, which then in turn is going to keep you happier. It's going to help manage weight. So just another reason why veggies, because they're the best source of soluble fiber for low glycemic soluble fiber, you should be getting them at every single meal. So if you're not getting your veggies yet, if we haven't given you enough reasons, we don't know what else to do.
So what was your number four?
My number four was on the emotional tip. So, and the thing is funny, I don't even know what your five are. So I'm like,
no, I know. That's why I'm
so curious. We might have some crossover.
I think we will have crossover.
Mine is episode 67, and it was all about how to stay body positive all year. It was a recap you and I did after we did a podcast, actually, and we did a recap on our podcast. But, we were talking about how to stay body positive during swimsuit season. And then we did a recap about how to stay body positive all year. And we were talking about, I loved in that one, talking about A, ditching the scale, because of course weight is, you know, it's not reflective of what's actually going on within your body. It's essentially the, it's essentially how much your body weighs, all your fat mass, all your fat free mass, your water, your pee, your bones, your everything. But we were talking about if you're going to use a measurable, use clothing. And one of the things we were saying was like, do not use clothes you want to fit into. Use clothes that you currently fit into and use those as a measurable. And I remember getting emails after that, people being like, oh my God, that was such like an aha moment for me. I was still, you know, had these like size, I think I said in the interview, like size two jeans from 1977, like that I've been coveting, trying to get back into, and my body has changed. I've had kids, my hips have shifted, you know, like, so use your clothes right now. And if that's the way you want to make a change. And then of course we talked a lot about different strategies to staying in love with yourself. Because of course nothing negative can grow from, I mean, nothing positive can grow from a negative place.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that one because I think, you know.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed that one too because I do think that it was just, it's a different way to have a different measurable. And I think having one that's more empowering rather than something that feels more defeating. Because I think that having those jeans from 1974 that are like, you know, well, in high school, I remember being this size. Like in high school, I remember being able to eat like Doritos for breakfast and still be able to be like bikini, you know, feeling fab in my bikini and not even worrying about a thing and not working out because your body is different, you know? So it's like, and things shift and things change and your metabolism changes and every single thing in your body and your life changes. So it's like, you've got to get rid of what was and live in the present and be like, what can I do today to feel good about myself today?
And that was also my other biggest takeaway from that was, you know, everything we talk about is about staying in the present and letting go of what you look like or what you should or what you want to look like or what you will look like as you're going through your transformation, staying present because you'll get to your goal, but it doesn't mean you have to hate yourself along the way. So
yeah.
Okay. Damn. So what was your number three?
Number three, well, staying on the self-love tip, mine was actually episode number 48 that was all about giving yourself love and how it affects your life long-term. Because I think in that episode, we were talking a lot about just sort of our personal experiences around like being kind to ourselves and learning how to be kind to yourself. And I think I say it's my third, but like I didn't really rate them in order because I would say that that's probably almost my favorite episode because I think that it's one of those episodes where we were very raw. We had like really honest conversations about what our personal experiences have been in terms of how we, you know, have beaten ourselves up emotionally and how we have been so difficult on ourselves and so hard on ourselves. And then we talked a lot though, through the processes that we personally went through. I talked a lot about my personal experiences with, you know, going through therapy and going through meditation practice and all of that stuff in order to get to a better place. And I think that that's one of my favorite episodes because I know that we received so much feedback afterwards of people just saying like, you know, that honesty allowed for them to really feel like they could connect to something and they didn't feel as alone. Because I think that this, the process of finding self-love and the process of going through transformations or changes or anything like that is, can be a scary and lonely place sometimes. And so knowing that you're not alone and knowing that what you're feeling isn't, you know, foreign to someone else, like it is something that maybe other people have experienced, makes it so that you know that it's almost like empowering in the way of knowing that like you can get through this, you will get through this, you will be good, you know? And so I think that was one of my favorite episodes for sure.
Yeah, that was definitely a good one. I like that one too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I cried on that one, probably in my video afterwards.
I think you did cry. And what was your number three?
My number three was, I guess, on kind of not on the same tip at all, but it was you and I, we had a really great discussion and it was episode 43. And we were talking about our story of transitioning from suits to sweats. So how to tap into your passion and create your dream life. So I loved that because I think what a lot of people don't realize is that we've been doing this grind for 9 years, you know, and we had a story and we had careers and we weren't all always into fitness. And I loved that because we were really talking about how we took that leap of faith and, you know, we opened our own business and we went in, like, you and I, both our backgrounds are working in marketing and sales. And, you know, next thing we're opening a fitness company. And so many people thought we were absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
And we just did it anyways. And then, you know, like 9 years later, there's so much awesomeness and so many great things that we've been able to create and how many people we've been able to help and how many people have gotten, we've gotten to learn from. And just, I really love that because I think that, you know, a lot of people listening, they want to make these changes in their life. They have this calling, they have this passion, they think about something all the time and they just, they don't know how to take that leap. Mm-hmm. And one of the things you and I always talk about is when you're looking to make a change is to find someone who's doing what you want to do and follow them. Because if they've walked the path before you, they have lessons that are going to help you get there.
Yeah. 100%.
And that's where it's like, you know, I just am hoping that, like, because I mean, especially with us with Fit Chicks Academy, like we have our fitness and nutrition expert program and our holistic weight loss coach program, which end up helping, you know, women out there get certified and start in this industry. And how many times, you know, do we have people being like, I didn't even know like truly what your guys' story was about before meeting you. And now they're like working with us to get in the industry. And it's just so cool. And I just love that episode.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think showing people that there is, like, it could feel like a bit of a scary path sometimes, but at the same time, there is always, if you're living with passion and you're following your dreams and you're doing something that is truly like that fire within you, like it's like you wake up and you want to get out of bed as opposed to you being like, oh, five more minutes. Like when you're doing something that gives you that flow in your life, you will be successful regardless.
But, and also fear is part of it. Fear is part of the package. Every mm-hmm. single person has fear. The difference between people who are successful and people who aren't is the people who are successful learn how to live with fear. They live with it in a sense of like befriend it, that they know it's an emotion that's coming. They don't make it dramatic. You know what I mean? Like it's like,
I find it strange though, as my business partner and my best friend, that I don't ever have fear when it comes to our business. I never have. Do you ever find that strange? I don't know why that is. I have so much confidence in what we're doing because I know the impact that we're creating and the impact that we want to create that I've never actually had fear. Even when I quit my job, I was never fearful.
No, I don't think it's strange, but I also think it's different because not only in the sense of when we started, like I think it's different for people if they, you know, if you have a mortgage and you have kids and things at that point where it's like when you're first starting out, I understand mm-hmm. that there's natural fears. There's fears of speaking in front of people. There's fears
of course,
standing up and being judged and having the potential of people telling you you suck.
Oh yeah, no, I've had those fears. I just mean more from a business standpoint.
No, but even those are part of business, is getting up and speaking. Like even starting our very first podcast, did we know if anyone would even listen? People were like, this is a bad But the thing is that successful people know that those feelings, they're feelings, that's it. And you embrace them and you with you on the journey because that's also life. Like all of those scary feelings that you push through because what's on the other side is the amazing stuff. You know, the shitty stuff is the stuff that you just stay in, which is usually your head in the story you've told yourself. But we have an upcoming mm-hmm. podcast about that, which we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay, episode number two, what is yours?
It was one of our first, it was actually episode 31, but it was all about, we were talking about resolutions and why they don't work and how you should shift your mindset from, instead of having end goals, to shifting it to setting up milestones. And I really like that episode because I think so many people have this all or nothing mentality of like, well, I've got to achieve this. And if I don't achieve it, then screw it. I'm not going to do it anymore. And, or they set up a goal and they're like, I've got to reach this goal. And then when they reach their goal, they're like, okay, I'm done. I've reached it. I'm going to stop doing whatever it was that I was doing to get to this point. And it's about a mindset shift that basically is saying to you, like, constantly create small actionable items in your life so that you're constantly moving forward, constantly growing and constantly evolving and changing to create the life that you want. And I think it was a really interesting perspective and a really interesting mindset shift in order to just be able to to constantly just feel like you're moving forward. And I think that's one thing that I find a lot of people struggle with is, you know, finding that like motivation to constantly be moving like 10 steps ahead instead of just staying stagnant in their life.
I know. And again, that usually comes back to fear. it's crazy. Yeah. I like that episode too. I like taking the power back from words. You know, like I think that New Year's resolutions, it's like everyone already knows it's going to fail. I think the word diet, people already have a negative connotation about it. And
diet makes people have like anxiety. It's like, they have to like plan, like they're like, okay, I'm going to start my diet on Monday. But before then I'm going to eat everything inside and I'm going to do this. And that, like, it's like, you're building yourself up. You're creating this thing that's like becoming a monster because you're building up, you're using that word, like you said, as like, it's almost like this catalyst.
Well, I talk about this, I say it like 1,000 times in our academy, but I will always keep saying, because I want to drill it home. Like, a diet is just a word. A diet is a way of eating. A diet is a nutritional strategy. And like, once you start to retrain your brain to look at it, same thing with fat. Like,
yeah,
fat is a macronutrient, or fat is something that's on your body, like cell, like adipose tissue on your body. Fat is not a feeling. Fat is not it. When people are like, I feel fat. Like, what is that? You know, like, no, you don't. You might be feeling unlovable. You might not be feeling good in your skin. You might not be feeling like you're in your best shape. But feeling fat, like, we've given this word, and it's so negative. But take back the power. And the best way usually is to start to, you know, just start to change the way you look at it. Like, diet, it's a nutritional strategy. Does that sound as exciting? No, you're not going to like, I'm going on a new nutritional strategy today. Oh my God, I suck at this nutritional strategy. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of takes it into like more of a, it's just a way of eating, you know.
Yeah.
Keto is a way of eating. Low carb is a way of eating. Paleo is a way of eating. Gluten-free is a way of eating.
No junk food is a way of eating.
Yeah.
It's not a diet.
Real whole foods a way of eating.
Yeah.
So
what would be your number two?
My number two actually was episode 5, very early on. And it was the top 5 mistakes that women make when trying to lose fat and get fit.
Yeah.
Because you know how I love a good myth buster. And I also think that, there's just so many things that we're being pumped from the media and from, you know, everything kind of goes in cycles as to what is popular. So I really like that one, 'cause I found that we went through different things and different myth busting, to make sure, like, because a lot of women are still making the same mistakes and doing the same things and they're not getting to their goals. So I really like that episode.
Mm-hmm. All right. You want to know what my favorite was?
Yeah.
All right. And this is just like, I think, a very personal thing, and I'm sure you know which one it was, but it was episode 60 when I got to interview Jillian Michaels. And it's not because I don't love talking to you, Laura, so don't take it the wrong way. But
it's Jillian Michaels. Well, that's like, just me, Jillian Michaels.
It was my favorite episode because it was Jillian Michaels, and she is like, you know, our role model, the person that we have looked up to from a business and fitness standpoint since like I can remember. Like, right after I jumped off of the Share Fitness DVD bandwagon, I started following Jillian Michaels, essentially. You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of like she's been a part of my life for many, many years. And so interviewing her was a big thing. But also, I think it was one of my favorites because for a couple reasons. One, when I talk about how I wasn't fearful of our business, it's true in terms of like business strategy. But when it comes to like, I was so nervous for that interview. I remember just being like, oh my gosh, I'm going to like, I don't even know if I can do this. I don't know if I'm like ready for this. And throughout the whole interview, I sounded nervous. I looked nervous. And I was like, wow, it's really interesting how somebody that you admire, someone that you look up to, can just completely shift the way that you can present yourself, right? Because like, it made me really nervous. But also, I think this is one of my favorite episodes because it really pushed me into just understanding and really believing the whole concept of like, if you don't ask, the answer will always be no. And, you know, and so it was like, all I did was ask. I sent an email and I said, hey, we love Jillian. We think she's got some really cool stuff going on and I'd love to talk to her about it on our podcast. And they said yes. And the thing is if I would have never sent that email, the answer would always be no. And so I think the reason why it's my favorite, one of my favorites, it's also for that reason, because it's like, it's proof that if you are listening now, or if you've listened to any of our podcasts, it's like anything that you want, if you don't go for it, it will never happen. If you don't ask for it, it'll always be a no. So just whatever it is in your life that you are searching for, that you want, just step up and go for it and make the transitions and take the necessary steps to, in order to get what it is that you're actually aspiring to have.
And what I loved about that episode too, even though I didn't get to be on it, which is almost thank God, because I would have had a heart attack, but was that A, you did, you took the fear with you anyways, you were scared shitless. And most people would probably have said, I'm not doing this. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to ruin this. I'm going to look like an idiot. I can't do this.
And oh, and sorry, can I just add in to that, that just for anyone who didn't check out that episode or didn't check out our recap, just so you all know, not only was I nervous, but when we first got online, we just had to do it through Skype, which I never use Skype for interviews. And so I had to buy this whole new software in order to do it because I had to be able to record through Skype. And then my sound wasn't working, so I couldn't actually hear her for the first 2 minutes. So we almost lost the interview because my sound wasn't working. So can you imagine going into an interview where you're already nervous, you're already like sweating, like through all of your clothes. I've changed my shirt like 3 times before it because I was like, oh, I'm so nervous. And then my sound didn't even work. And I had to like literally troubleshoot in a minute because they were like, we only have a 20-minute window. Like it was so tight on time. And so it's, yeah. So I thought I'd add that tidbit in just so anyone who knows can understand.
Well, and again, it's like, it's never going to be perfect, but the action, you got to take it. Like, I just know that what I loved about that, what a lot of people don't know either, is that like, we started Fit Chicks essentially, not after Jillian, but she was like our, it wasn't even just like our role. She was like the DVD that we did that inspired
our Fit Chicks
boot camp. Yeah. Because we were like, there are no classes like this, and this is the style that we like to do. High intensity interval training, strength training for women, really like all different levels. There was such a, and it just for us was so like, she was such an inspiration for developing our business. Like it wasn't as if, you know, people are always like, oh, you like Jillian Michaels? Like she was so mean on The Biggest Loser. And I'm like, no, I don't even remember her from The Biggest Loser. I remember her from her videos and then on to all of the things she's created and the brand she's created and the, how much she focuses on the emotional side too. Like, but I just, you know, it was so symbolic that here she was on our podcast 9 years after we were sitting in our townhouse in Toronto, what, like doing her DVD together on our TV that had wheels so we could like move it around to get in the living room, and we're renting this place. And it's like, you know, you do abs now and I'll do the squats because we can't do both at the same time.
Oh my gosh. I forgot that we had to do it that way. That's hilarious. Oh yeah. We'd have to alternate the movements because we didn't have enough room in our living room.
Yeah. And it was just like, but at the same time, you know, we're writing our own workouts and getting our own inspiration in our minds. And it's just, I just thought it was so crazy in terms of like, just how, again, when you take action, when you go after what you want, when you ask for it, what actually happens, as opposed to, you know, just sitting back and saying, every person in life who has what they have, yes, some people might have had a little bit more in terms of, you know, finances growing up or family help or a little connection or whatever it is. But there's a ton of rich people out there who get poor, and there's a ton of poor people out there who get very rich. Like we're, even though we might be in different hands, we all are playing on the same field. And it's like, but the people who ask for it are the ones who will get it.
Yeah.
So if you ain't doing it, you gotta do it. And which leads me to my number one.
Yeah. What was your number one?
Drum roll, please. My number one was episode 36. And even though I don't like to, you know, we always like to keep on the positive, it was actually the top 5 things you need to stop doing to succeed in all areas of your life. And I love this one because we really got into essentially like, what are the things that you're doing that are holding you back? And they're, most of the time they're things that you're doing like subconscious, like not even knowing you're doing them. And yeah. one of them, I'm not going to give away the whole podcast because you got to go back and listen to it. But one of them, we were talking about like, stop making so many decisions. Like how many decisions do you make during the day? Like in terms of like, what should I eat? Should I wear my hair up or down? Should I, should I sign up for the course? Shouldn't I sign up for the course? Like there's an actual yeah. thing called decision fatigue, and how many people are just, you're stuck. You end up being paralyzed because you're analyzing everything and making so many decisions. And so by taking those decisions out, which essentially we're hoping our entire podcast does in terms of, you know, helps you make a plan with your workouts and helps you have a plan for what you're eating. So you're not stressing all the time about what's the new thing. You know, I eat my 2 servings of vegetables at every meal. I eat complete in 3. I strength train and I do HIIT cardio.
I wear the same black shirt every day.
Yeah, like Steve mine.
that's literally like my life. I wear the same black t-shirt. Not the same one, just so everybody, let me be clear. I just have a lot of black t-shirts.
But I love that one because I also think that we talk again so much, not only on our podcast, but you and I in general, and we do so much work on our mindset. And it's the one thing that, you know, if you can work on, you should be working on your mindset as much as you work on your body, because that's the driving force between everything, you know. Mm-hmm. And if your mind, what's between your ears is not right, you'll never get to the place where you will love your body. You'll never be active regularly. You'll never have the job you want or the love you want or the things that you want, that all of these things make you healthy, not just obviously your exercise and your what you eat. So I just think because it ties over to everything.
Mm-hmm. No, it totally does. It's if your head isn't in the game, if you're totally just like somewhere completely else in your mind and like you're still trying to like, you know, do this work, you're just doing things just to do it and you're not actually like putting your mindset in the right place and your head in the game essentially, you'll never get to the goals where you want to. It's just like even when you're working out, like it's like if your mind's not in the muscle, if you're just kind of moving your body, you're not going to get the same results as if you're actually paying attention to the movements themselves.
Exactly. And so with that is our top 5 mm-hmm. from our last 100 episodes. And we want to thank you guys so much for listening to us. And we,
yeah. And I'd like to also give a shout out to everybody, not only who's listened to us, but also to all of the people, the amazing people that we've had a chance to interview. All of you are phenomenal and we appreciate your time and your energy so much and sharing your knowledge and your information with all of our listeners as well. So just, you know, I just want to make sure that we are also showing gratitude because it's something that is something that we are so grateful for.
Completely. And, you know, obviously, if there's no one listening, we don't have a podcast. And we it's one of our favorite things too, because we just get to, you know, it's like I get to talk to my best friend. I get to talk about my favorite things in the world, which is mm-hmm. mindset, fitness, nutrition, and wellness and business. So
I know, super nerds. That's who we are.
But it's also one of those things that, you know, even for us, when I saw on iTunes that we were listed under the most popular podcasts for fitness and nutrition, I was like, what? Like, it's.
I know. I still remember when you sent me that text and I was like, but again, I don't even know.
The underlying lesson for anyone listening is not about, it's never about us. It's always about you. And that if you just start and you create what you want to create, it will turn into what you want, but you have to start.
Yeah.
So if right now your starting point is going back and listening to maybe episode 36 about what you need to stop doing, or our 43 transitioning to suits to sweats, or, you know, our interview with Jillian Michaels, that could be the thing that's going to keep you pumped and positive towards what you want to achieve, whether it be weight loss goals, life goals, career goals, whatever it is. And of course, you can always reach us at info@fitchicks.ca, on Facebook at Fitchicks Academy Programs. We also have incredible programs coming up in 2018 with our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Certification and Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert. So those are already on our website if you want more information. And always we love
also some new programs coming out.
Yes.
Stay tuned, people.
And we also want to know what you guys want to hear about. Because again, what we're saying, most of the stuff comes from emails, questions, comments. So please share what you want more conversation about, because we're here for you. Okay, everybody, with that, we got to go because we got to record episode 101.
All right. Okay. Have an amazing day, everyone.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.